Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for a little puck around and find out.
Your face, pucks.
Now, normally, I feel like you can at least kind of look back on the regular season series between two teams playing in the playoffs and maybe glean something from it. I don't know if that is the case in this series between the Stars and the Avalanche. They played four times in the regular season. Colorado won three of those games.
Okay.
Two of which were blowouts. And then Dallas won the last matchup 7-4 on the road, which helped them clinch the division, clinch the number one seed in the West, and so that was a big deal. But if you look into the circumstances a little bit more, Dallas's two road games where they played against Colorado, both came on the second night of a back-to-back.
Okay.
And then the home game where they lost, Miro ran into Scott Wedgwood and was injured. And then Dallas lost a two-goal lead in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I do think there are some other factors at play. But I will say, for the record, I'm not going to say, so discount all of those, but definitely credit the Stars win. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, I think there were different factors at play for all of these games. So
Much like Mavs, Oklahoma City.
I can definitely
see
that.
Where there's just like all these things that are.
And the only real matchup post-trade deadline you can, where all the players were playing, was one game.
Yeah.
Are you going to base everything on that one game? Probably not.
And just real quick, Kevin, I'm sorry, did you say that those nights where they lost back-to-back on the second night?
Yes.
Did Colorado also have back-to-backs, or were they playing?
They did not have.
Okay.
And they weren't on the road either.
Right.
So the Stars were on the road second night of a back-to-back.
Gotcha. This is a situation where I know we do this a lot. We'd have a lot of these in-depth conversations about what's happened in the past to try to predict the future.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I can't do that.
I don't think it's particularly relevant,
especially
here,
after the series that the Stars just played. And again, that has nothing to do with what happened in the regular season, but you didn't expect Vegas to really be that tough of an opponent until you got hit in the mouth twice in a row.
Sure.
And you were like, oh crap. And that's why I think where a lot of us, and I'll very gladly admit, I was very wrong. I did say Stars in five. They end up having to have two more games. So, again, I didn't expect those first two games to go that way.
Right.
So, it would have been in five. But I didn't see that happening that way. And I kind of, you saw the Stars had revenge on their mind. Like, that was talked about going into the series. That was talked about while they were in the series of we thought we could win the cup last year. And this team was in the way. This team got us. So that's one of the main factors in that. I think that once that happened, Kevin, there was a rally of we can't let that happen again. Going into this series now, they know that they have a quality opponent before them. They think that this opponent is probably easier than the opponent that they just played. In respects to, they think they're going to have a little more room on the ice to make some things happen.
I agree that they'll have more room on the ice, but they are also going up against an offensive team that is just flat out better than Las Vegas. Colorado is complicated going into the playoffs because on the one hand, They lead the playoffs in goals per game at 5.6, which that is a terrifying amount of goals per game. But on the flip side, they also gave up the most goals per game of any team advancing at 3. However, I don't know if this has ever been done before. On the flip side,
more flips.
They did give up 7 goals in the first game, which highly skews those numbers. In the last 4 games of the series against Winnipeg, they only gave up 2 goals a game. And they scored 5, 6, 5, and 6. So they're scoring 5.5 goals per game and giving up 2 goals per game if you look at those last 4 games.
Yeah.
But you can make another argument if we're flip-a-delphying it, that you can't just discount that one game where they got worked defensively. And I do agree with you. This is going to be a more open game. But do you want the Stars to get into that game, or do you look back at the Vegas series and you go, hey, it might not have always been pretty, but the Stars can do this?
I think the Stars played their game against Vegas in when they finally got rolling again. You know,
okay.
Unfortunately, a couple things didn't roll their way in a couple of games, but they still consistently played their game. And so I'm not asking them to get into a shootout with the Avalanche, but I am asking them to take advantage of these shots. And that's where, Kevin, that's where I think Pavelski and Roppe finally do what you've been asking
finally.
For them. Is I think that Pavelski, who I don't want to say it too much, but I do feel like he looks a step slower than
agreed.
I've seen him in history's past. But I still know he's savvy, so I'll give him the Guy Carboneau. Like, the guy's savvy, and I'll give him that credit. But the I think Roppe likes when things are more wide open, and he has a little more space to make some a couple things happen.
Would you make that same argument for Robertson too? I know we didn't key in on him here. I think he might enjoy that more as well.
I think Robertson, as much as we love his ability to score, I think he loves setting up somebody for a goal.
Sure.
And I think I can't remember who passed it back to him in the game against the Knights where he set a dude up, and then it was Roppe.
It was Roppe.
He set Roppe up, and then Roppe's like, no, hold on, you take this back, and it just missed. You know, it was one of those dadgum.
It honestly looked like Robo was not prepared for that 1-2, for that puck to come back his way. I thought Roppe was going to shoot, and he had an opportunity if he was ready for it to come back to him.
I think like in that mindset, I know Luka gets his, but Luka loves setting up a teammate, right? Like, he loves, you just nailed the 3 because I got you wide open. I think Robo's kind of the same way. So I'm wanting him to do all those things to help the team. But those other two guys, if they can step up in that manner, and our fourth line doesn't have to be the one that we're relying on the most, then I'm pretty happy with that. But man, DeBoer, this is another thing, Kevin, where Chris Young has earned all the respect for me. DeBoer is like consistently earning that for me too.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Until later in the
And that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Even though he's never actually won at all, like with Chris Young, I could be
he
like,
won
sure,
all.
I saw it.
Yeah, I said off. Continually earning,
okay.
So he hasn't completely earned it yet. And again, there's a certain point that DeBoer gets to that I need him to get over. I need him to get over that hump, but he. He does an exceptional job of playing the chess game and making sure his guys stay in that moment too. So I think I'm feeling, Kevin, that this is the series where we'll see more Roppe and Pavelski getting some of those moments that they do well at.
Which you are going to need, because in theory, you do not have the best player in this series.
Okay.
Best player in this series on paper is Nathan MacKinnon. Nathan MacKinnon finished 2nd in the league in points and is one of the 3 finalists for MVP. He scored a point in every single one of their playoff games so far. And in fact, in 5 playoff games, he has 9 points.
Oh,
in the
wow.
regular season, he had 140 points.
Okay.
He does it both ways. In goals, 4th in the league. Assists, 3rd in the league. So he is a headache across the board offensively.
All right.
So while Vegas, we might have talked about a more kind of even keel sort of offensive unit, this is somebody that you need to watch out for.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you feel like the Stars are a healthier team going into this series? I know that they've had 4 days, or is it 4 days that they've had to rest here? It feels like for Colorado, they've had some more time.
Oh, Colorado's had way more time.
17 days.
The Stars only had 2 days.
And so I know that that's there, but I feel like they've had some injuries that have been a problem for them throughout the year. The Avs have.
They look...
I
don't think I said that right at all. Yeah, I don't know if I...
But that's plenty of time to get healthy again.
2 days?
No, not for the Stars. For a week, the Avs.
The issue... I'm really curious. I like that you're not gonna feel like you're not the most physical team in this series. I'm not saying you automatically
or that you have
to be.
Yeah,
but I think in the first series you saw and you're like, oh, they're not gonna be the most physical team. Couple of homecomings in this thing. Actually, there's quite a few. For the Stars, Matt Duchene. He played his first 8.5 years in Colorado. Now he returns as part of the Stars. For the Avalanche, there's one particular name on here that's going to agitate people. But Cogliano, Hebe Ranta are coming back to Dallas. So is Val Nichushkin.
All right.
We put
a lot of stock in, didn't we?
Yeah, and look, I don't know if people have different versions of this story, but you can see how the Stars fans do not care for him and feel like he quit on the team, quit on the franchise, and then all of a sudden he came back. Just got his hat trick a couple games back. And that's somebody that you want to see them get booed a lot in the building. I would imagine, especially at the playoff level, he'll get booed quite a bit. But you also have to watch out for him because he has developed into a heck of a player, which is why, you know, the Stars drafted him so high.
Do you feel line for line that the Stars have a place where they have the advantage? Like, that's where I'm trying to figure out what Pete DeBoer's best option is. He's like, okay, if I weigh it a little more this way with these three lines, then this line will be able to do this. I'm expecting this kind of damage from this line.
Well, yeah, because
Oh, man, the text, by the way, do not like Val.
Told ya!
Wow.
And if you go lines 1 through 3, it's harder. I think you have an edge at the fourth line, or maybe that's just because what I'm seeing what the fourth line is doing right now, and I'm really stoked about that. I think
that's what I think DeBoer is going to be best at, is finding where they can strike them at the right times with certain lines.
I think the edge that you're going to end up having is at goaltender. Now,
which
I realize that might sound a little dicey because you've seen up and down from Ottinger, but I think you have an advantage at goaltender, and I think you have an advantage defensively. There are definitely advantages for the Stars in this series.
Do you know what I hope happens?
We win.
Well, yes, of course that, Kevin. I hope he stays ticked off about what happened when he got the interference call in the last game against the Knights.
Oh,
because
okay.
He looked ticked off from there on.
Yeah.
And I hope he stays like in that mindset of, you know what? Now I'm ticked at everything. I hope he's just like in that mindset and we get the, oh crap, we've been waiting on the phenomenon otter to show. And we've been waiting for him to say, I'm going to be the factor on this. So I understand you feel like you have the edge on that just a little bit. But man, I would really love him to just be in the in this different place, this different because while we've had quality goaltending from him,
yeah,
it's quality
for sure.
I would love for dude, he's throwing out like a 1.6 right now, and you can't do any better against him.
And I think you could see that, especially given how good he's been in the third period of if you just look at the last series in particular. So
or a 1.29.
I mean, sure. If look
GAA. Goals against average.
If Onger puts up a 1 point whatever GAA, as yeah. you said in the series, you win.
Yeah. Or a 1.11.
Mm-hmm. A 1 point anything goals against average from Onger for the series.
So like a 1.3.
You are
would
going
also...
to win. Shut up.
That's a little higher than 1.11.
But list yeah, all of them.
Wow. It's interesting because we were throwing out 1.1s or 1s area. And you didn't even try to go under a one, Kevin. I don't understand. Like, you want these teams to win so bad that you're willing to lose Ranger games.
Okay. No,
under a one
before
goals against average for him.
The fan text comes at me. If he were to have a 1.99 goals against average in this series, yeah. that's phenomenal. And you're going to win. Anything lower than that, you are going to win this series. You might win this series emphatically.
What if Colorado's goalie has a 1.98?
Not going to happen.
Okay.
For a series.
I don't know how math works there anyway. But.
And if it's 1.98, then there are some other factors that would come into play.
We're really getting into some algorithms here.
I have to admit, I'm concerned about how this is going to play out. I am going to pick the Stars in 7. I know that Broadus picked the Avs in 5.
What?
And... I get that.
He thinks they're just too fast and they're going to score in a flurry.
And that could happen. But okay. I do think you have an advantage defensively as a whole for sure, but also at goaltender. So I think you're going to be able to negate some of their offensive ability. Will it be enough? Don't know. But I say yes, and I'll say Stars in 7.
I am, Kevin, I'm sticking with 6. I'm sticking with 6. And that's I'm sticking with 6 for both teams,
for
Mavs and Stars. Okay. I think they can do it both in 6. And I think they're going to be. They came out in the first two games against Vegas in an unexpected manner, and I think Vegas did too. And I don't quite think Vegas ever really recovered from the 3-game stretch. I mean, that's sure. pretty evident too. So that's where I am with this. Is I think that. They're now in playoff season, and they like when they started playoff season, they were like, let's ease into playoff season. And I don't think that's going to be the case tonight because, again, Kevin, earlier in that series, short passes, not making the things move up ice the way they expected to. I think they're more comfortable with it, but they will have to find out those holes in Colorado's game.
Reggie, series prediction. God, why is everyone sending in their goals against average predictions? What is your prediction?
I appreciate that, because everybody wants in.
For this series.
People are really excited on seeing Otter, you know, do fantastic between the pipes, and I'm just as invested. I'm with Corey, guys. 6 is the... Stars and 6 is where I'm going.
Man, I would love to see that. Love to see it. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.